Tuesday the 11th of August, Kof Aleph Menachem Ov, Rabbi Shmacher Kallas, Sweet Revenge.
Then it says that the sugya of Nekama and Netida, there's not a lot of poskim on it, there's not a lot of even Gemaras. Then it says one little Gemara, and it's a lot like all the other Averis, something that people aren't so familiar with. And for all those that are Medayik the sign says that the name of tonight's shir is Sweet Revenge. So the first reaction is that's a Goyish Nusach. That Nusach is a Goyish Nusach. Sweet Revenge, sounds like Zis Revenge. It sounds like something that the Goyim, they do say. Yes, it's sweet, and it's Takarzeh, right? It's a sweet, revenge is sweet. But Bamis, this Nusach, tell the Demises, is all of the Nusachis, all the names of the Shurim, they weren't my idea, except for this one. This was my, I told them, what should be the name? The name is Sweet Revenge. Because Bamis, this is a Mesil Sisharim. In Perek Yedalev, in Mesil Sisharim, Zadua, the Vilna Goyim said that there's no extra words in Mesil Sisharim. Except in Perek Yedalev, because in Perek Yedalev, the Mesil Sisharim had to go through the Pratei HaMitzvos, the chapter that goes through all the Pratei HaMitzvos, and it goes through the intricacies of the mitzvos. So because of the technicalities, there's a bit of harach up there, there's extra words. I'm yet to find them, but the guy knew they were. When he discusses the union of Nekama, says the Mesil Sisharim, Gama Sina Vanekima, Koshin Moed Limalit Mimen, it's very hard, Leib Hoda Shel Bnei Adam, Ki Ha'odam Ma'agish Me'ai Bel Benaisa, a person feels his insult. He was insulted. Umtzdarit Tzar Godol. V'hanikam Eloi, Mesuka Mitvash. Zot the Mesil Sisharim, that Nekom is Masuk Mitvash. Azaziz, you got the guy back. He hurt you. You got him back. He deserves it. That's a kumtiv. And it's Masuk Mitvash. And the Mesil Sisharim goes on, and that's the Menucha. That makes you feel better. Or does it really? But it's Masuk Mitvash. So this Bez Hashem, I want to discuss tonight, the Inyan of Nekama, and there's so many shilas there by itself. When you start getting into the Inyan, it's unbelievable. Are we over Nekama? He didn't come to my chasana. I don't want to go to his chasana. He gave me this amount for a present. I want to give them back that amount for a present. All the different cases. The children, you know, the child says, I don't have kayak to do something, Dad. So you tell the kid. The kid says, Dad, could you give me a ride somewhere? No, so you tell back to the kid, they don't have kayak. I'm very sorry. Is that the karma? All the different shilas. And then there's another lot, Netira. What's Netira? We just have with Zanavera Nekama. So what's Netira? Seems to be also a lot. And all the Maina Mitzvahs are Maina as a separate lot. The Rabban included. The Maina is a separate lot. And we're very lacking over here. We have one Gemara, a Peshtikla Rabban. Not much. We don't have much in the Paiske, Malashim, and Arashi we have. So Bez Hashem, all these shaylas we'll try to get to tonight. And what about a wife? And what about children? And what about friends? And what about business partners? So many shaylas that come up in the end. The Rabban, in Hilchos Deis, is married to Kazakh. The Rambam in Hilchos Deis, I'm not Balki in Hilchos Deis, but in all of Hilchos Deis, it does not say this Russian. And the Rambam saved, I would say, the worst for last, we'll call it. The worst for last, what's the worst day of the Rambam? It's married to Kazakh. The Rambam, anyone knows the style, even in Deis. And the Rambam discusses the Deis of people, the Midas, the various Midas, and it's a very interesting thing. Most Midas are not listed in the Torah, like Rav Chaim Vital says, Gaiva is not awesome in the Torah, Gaiva is the whole Matthias of a Yid. If a Yid is about Gaiva, it's negative, the whole Matthias of Torah, that comes before the Torah. And that's how it's called in the Torah. But there are certain things that we find that were listed, which we'll call Midas or Deis, and they made it into the Torah, as Lavin. One such example is the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Deis, the last Rambam in Hilchos Deis. The Rambam writes, Hanoikin Mechabedor, Oy Verbeloi Saisen, Shenemer Leisikoi, Zoifer, and a lot. Apopishen and Waike Alav. So already he gives us a hint. He doesn't get Balkis, seems to be, it has to do, maybe it's not a Maisa, it's in his heart. Says the Rambam, Apopishen and Waike Alav, Deya Rahi Adme Oit. Zot the Rambam, this is the worst Deya. Deya Rah Adme Oit. Such a terrible Deya. All of the Hilchos Deis doesn't say such a Lashon. This is the worst Deya. Deya Rah Adme Oit. The Rambam again, and the Rambam is even meaner, I would say. Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam discusses the union of Nekama. The Rambam says, gladly, the Rambam goes on, stand with the shyness over here. The Rambam says, why is it so bad? Ah, the Rambam. This is not the Mutzah Chedek of the Rambam. It's a different part of the Rambam. He speaks about it in Mutzah different. But he writes, El Roy Loy Liodom, there's Mabel Midoisa. I'll call Divrei Oilam Shakoy Leitel HaMavin, and anyone with Seichel realize this, Divrei Hebel Vavoy, the house is Marishkeit. It's all Marishkeit anyways. So it's all for anybody who has Seichel, that he shouldn't be Nekoma, he shouldn't take revenge. Anybody with Seichel realizes not to take revenge. Rambam goes weiter. Rambam in Ochus Tshuva. Rambam in Berg Beis. Ochus Tshuva, I think it's Yud. Yud. Says the Rambam, Otsu the Odom Yeshach Zor, the Leis Beis, Shachnar, Paskins like this in Simen Tosh Meish Vav, when a person comes to ask Tshuva, it shouldn't be too much, you know, to not accept the Tshuva. Don't be machbid on the fellow too much when he comes to ask you Tshuva. Says the Rambam, Yei Noyach Lirtzais, Vekasha Dichais, Shashim Mevakesh, Chulei. So the Rambam, if it wouldn't say in the Rambam, I wouldn't say it today. But the Rambam says this Rashi to tell us what is a person who's naked, who takes revenge. And we'll see that. Halach is Bez Hashem, but how does the Rambam takes it off? Halach. So the Rambam, listen to this. He hurt you a lot. He did terrible things to you. We'll see what Nadir is. It's a Yiddish way. What is that guy? Zot the Rambam, a guy is a person who's naikim. Someone who's a naikim, that's a guy. Brings a raya that we find from the Givayim, that the Givayim weren't Michael Kai Yisrael, this is a guy. So this is why the Rambam, when it comes to Nekama, he says, that's not a Yid Bichlab. A Yid is somebody who is able, it can slide off. It doesn't take revenge, it can slide off. One who can't, one who has to, who harbors it, and who feels that pain, and has to get back, that's a guy. I'm afraid to say it, but that's what Rambam says. So before we start today's Indian, you know, every day I come in here, somebody said to me, Instagram, Kalis, you make every single Indian into the most kosher Indian in the Torah. It's Nishkin Stira. It's Nishkin Stira. What do you want from me, Rabbi Yisrael? Tomorrow I'll make the same. Tomorrow when we talk about Lashon Hara, the roof is going to shake, Bez Hashem. Bez Hashem is gone. But today, what do? The Rambam said that when it comes to Nekama, Nekama is the worst Midah in the world. That's what he wrote. Deya Roy Adnoi. And said to Rambam, what's the definition of a God? You know, don't say no big, I'm 6 foot five. Don't say that. You know what the definition of a guy is? Definition of a guy is a person who's not gay and who can't be mevater. That's a guy. That's a guy. Ain't a very scary. This is very scary. This is the most hush of the media, and you have to know the job. You have to know the law. And I will tell you one thing. This is very hard. I'm going to be the first to admit it. You know, the guy did something so wrong to you. We're going to say things tonight. Absolutely. Last night, I see the some of the faces have changed from last night. Because those guys didn't come back. I know what happened. The whole real estate agency didn't come back. I have to stay at the matzah. But I'll go upon it. We'll see if we're left. It'll be just me and you. We'll have a minion in Mitzvah Shabbat at the end. But I'll tell you, Rabbi Yisai, you know, we're going to say things tonight which are shocking. That's what Shambo say, coolest too, you know, because we have to say that Loch, what that Loch is. When we say things, you know, the guy, he's mamish nasty to you, and hurts you in this, and you have a way to get him back, and he deserves it, and he's a little, and you're going to see, it's mamish, that's going to be called Nekama. I will tell you a story, which will be a bit of a Nechama, we'll call it. It's a mice with Rav Chatzkel Avramsky. Any mice with Rav Chatzkel is Tayyid Himin Shabayim. It was Yadu, I used to give a shear and bite for God. And this is one of the participants in the shiur. He used to give a shiur at the end of his life, invite the God of Chum shiur. He gave it to Balapatim. Chevraman type of Balapatim, as it was described to me. Chevraman. No, and if you know that word means, Chevraman. No, say, this Chevraman, he was very nervous. Parshas Kiseitze. He was nervous, he had to come in and he had to talk about Yifas Toyer. He knew what was going to happen. Right away, they're going to say, oh, you see that? You see now that? You see Yifas Toyer? He knew what he was up against. So Chatzkel, the guy said Chatzkel, the Chachma Shoyal Chatzkel. He walked into the shiur and he started the shiur right before anybody could ask any questions. He said, "Is Vayis Tuchis from this week's parsha? Vayis Tuchis Nezetoch in the parsha of Kabbalik Yisayid and Kol HaTorah Kula that anything in the Torah a person is able to do because from the event Buyitzur it would be impossible for a person to be Mekayim Mechelik a Torah the Torah would be Matarit and that we say from Yifas Torah is Vayis Tuchis that every other thing for faith in Torah." It's 100% able for a person to do because we or not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't give the person such an insight. This is the insight of the Ganfer Levin. And I think to show us to this insight over here is Mamish Kipshutai. You know, you're going to come to the company, you're going to ask possible. What's the prayer you want from you? No, so we'll see Aitis today. Out is Narishkeits of the Rambam. And out is from Bailey Island anyways of the Rambam. And out is of the Chinuch. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't have to be such a good Tashliach. He'll get his. Don't worry about that. But it's all from Bailey Island. Nobody can touch you. Nobody. I call Amuchim Chaveiro like we saw last night. Whatever's coming to you came from Bairi Oilam. So what's the point in getting upset at him? It all came from Bairi Oilam. Oh, you have to be such a good shliach to say that. But Alpha P came, it's hard. And that's what the Mishnah Sashar told us. It's a Masik Midrash. But this we have the side of Chatzkel, that anything in the world that's taken Taiga is by it's doable. It's doable. We'll see tonight, maybe 8 to the hour should be doable, but it's doable. Well, let me get the Maisa, we have a Gemara. Is the Gemara state, and then we'll come back, and we still Sasharim, it makes it even meaner for us. This is Halacha Sefer. I saw once brought down in Chavetz Chaim, I can't remember which place. But Chavetz Chaim brings down one place, Sefer Metzias Hasharim. Like we explained last night, Chavetz Chaim writes, oh, no, I don't bring in anything that has to do with Musar. Because I know, I'm writing the Sefer Halacha. So he says, Perekud Aleph of Metzias Hasharim is not Musar, it's Halacha. It's the only time when the Metzias Hasharim, Amoli says, this is a Midas Chassidus, that's a Midas Chassidus in Perekud Aleph. But otherwise, it's Halacha Sefer Perekud Aleph. And Metzias Hasharim, in his Sefer Halacha, in Perekud Chiyas, he writes that what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from us? What do the words mean, Rabbi Yisrael? Nekama means revenge. Netira means, we know the case, we'll see in a minute in the Gemara Yuma, is that I do lend you the thing. You didn't lend me, and I do lend you the thing. But I tell you, I'm not like you. That's called bearing the grudge. I think that's the English word, bearing the grudge. The first case is revenge. I don't lend you. The second case is netira. I do lend you, but I bear a grudge. I'm not like you. I give that. So Mitzvah Hashem says, "I did a banish leilam." What he wants from us, he expects from the Am Kaddish. We're not goyim. Something Am Bam. He expects more. Something Am Bam. What does he expect? He expects leisikar. Don't do revenge. He doesn't lend you. You have to lend him back. And not only that, don't bear a grudge. No, Peseder. So I won't bear a grudge. I'll give it to him, but do I have to love the guy? I have to actually like the guy? Okay. Next pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. You gotta love the guy. Okay, I love him. You know, a lot of people I love. No. Kamoicha. Is that the Messiah Shasharim? How's the Ibn Shalom want this from us? Don't lend it. Don't bear the grudge. Love him like you fail. Love him, huh? Something that's got me Hashem, because it's all Irish guy, it all comes from me anyways. So he's a good Tashliach, but it all comes from Bayuri Ayla. No, Matizak Dhamma, again, an Ayin Gain, a visit to the Malachis, to the Sugya. It's not the Gemara Yuma, the Chof Gimel. The Gemara Yuma, it's the only thing we have about the Sugya. The Gemara says, talks about the, different time. Gemara Yuma, the Chof Gimel. It's not the Gemara, as if they ask, what's the difference between the Kama and the Tida? Something Gemara, Ezehi Netida, Ezehi Nekima. Something Gemara, Nekima, Amalei Shileinu Magalcha. Strange, interesting example. We'll see why Bet Hashem, the Gemara chose this example. Could you lend me your sickle? Why the Gemara chose this one? No. Magalcha, Amalei Lach, said no. No, we'll see. He's not such a nice guy also, right? He said no, I'm not lending you my sickle. What happens to him? Him, he's a tzaddik. What happened? Lamacher, the next day, I'm alive. Hashileinu kadoncha, can I borrow your hammer? Also interesting, why didn't he say, can I borrow your sickle? Interesting, but he doesn't have a sickle. Amalei, eini mashilcha, kederech shaloyah shaltani. Says to him, I'm not lending you the way you didn't lend me. No. That's nekima. Veizihi netida. What's netida? Amalei, hashileinu kadoncha. Can I borrow your hammer? Amalei loy, lamacha, amalei hashileinu chalukha, can I borrow your shirt? Amalei, hey lech, I'm such a great guy. Take the shirt. Eli kamoifcha shelo yishaltan. I'm not like you, that I don't lend things. That's netida. Says the Gemara, zuhi netida. This Rabbi Yisrael is the only mekor we have to all the issues that we have to discuss. Let me get the Ravid. Right away, the Ravid says, don't make a mistake. And kachas paisik the Chofetz Chaim and Sefer Avos Chesed Perek Dalet Halacha Hey. And kachas paisik the Rambam also. And kachas paisik Rav Rishayim. That don't make a mistake and think that I have to say the whole Megillah over here, the Ganze Nusach. I have to tell him, you know, just like you didn't lend me, I'm not lending you. Or by Netira, just like I'm not like you, that you don't lend me, I lend you. Don't think you could have thought, and there was a reason that did hold like this, that you have to say the whole Nusach. And you're not over by Nekama, and you're not over by Netira, until you say the whole Nusach. Zot the Paiskin, we don't Paskin like that. We Paskin, even Pelei. Even if you know why you're not doing it. I'll give you an example. Let's say, for example, you know, you don't want to lend the guy. You know, so what do you do? You have to tell him this whole Nusach of the Gemara. And just tell him, I don't have one. No, how'd you get out of the Yisrael of Shekhar? I'm not talking about that now. But he said, I don't have one. Said, Kach Paskins, the Chofetz Chaim, the grace of Chofetz Chaim, that's the Chak of the Paiskin. In your lathe is what counts. You know Paskins like that? The grace of Paisik Rashi. Because he says, Ani Hashem. It's a Mosul of the lathe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. the Isser, like we saw in the Rambam. It's a lot of shame for Malkus, because it's all in the heart. If a person, he knows why he's not lending it, there's two people that know. You and Boimer Yoidom. And then you're already Yoidom and Nekama. That's it. And that's also a Netira also. Meredith. Also by Netira. All the guy did was what? He's been, what does the person want? Fine, I lent the thing. I lent it to him. No, he didn't lend it to me. I lent it to him. And I didn't say the Nosach. I didn't say, I'm not like you. I can't even think it. I can't. It's a Matthias, no? Isn't it a Matthias? You know, I had this kasha once. I have a kasha. I had a family from the movie. Isn't it a Matthias? Isn't it a Matthias, the guy? It's a Matthias, it's a feeling. You know, the person didn't lend me. I feel like I'm better than the other guy. I asked this question, Ravan Leibstein. I asked the person, what do you want from the fellow? So Ravan Leibstein said to me, Rashi, what's the Rashi say? Maybe the Rashi, listen to this. Rashi says, you mechav gimel. Rashi says, Hashileni zui netira. Shadavar shomer b'livay. It's shomer in his heart. V'loy sichoy midaita. This Rashi's gold. Ah, this Rashi, everything is in this one Rashi. It's hard because we don't have poitzkim on the sugya. So Rashi, you know what Rashi says over here? Rashi says, don't think, let's say this yid, he lends, he works on himself, he lends what he didn't want to give, he didn't want to give that guy a ride, he didn't give you a ride, and you give him the ride. Say that, you got out of Nekama, what about Netira? But it's in the lake, I feel like I'm better than him. Rashi says, the ister of Netira is when you're harboring it. That's the word in English. When you're harboring it, when you're being shomer it, and you're not allowing it to be meitzach midaitai. You're not allowing it to take it out. But what did you try? Look, I'm trying. Right? I'm not trying to be shomer these in my heart that I'm better than him. No, but I feel it, but I'm saying to myself, I'm working on it. I don't think I'm better than him. It's all from Bayre Yoyla. I'm not trying, but it's still somewhat there. But I'm not trying to keep it. I'm not trying to be shomer it. Such a thing, he's not over on the Tito. This is a grace of Savior. The Rebbe Emes is a grace of Savior. No, I made the mistake. I'll tell you, it's my Ramuzga. It's not like the Shir. I made a mistake. I said to him, who says we paskin like a Rashi? I don't know, Baruch Hashem. I almost got, you know, from... kicked out. You know what? The answer was something like this. The answer was that the Beis Yosef has a cloud. The Beis Yosef brings down every Rashi, Kimat, and all Shadr, and every time in Psak Elokha, the Beis Yosef always brings Rashi. What happens? After he brings down Rashi, he brings down the Rambam, the Dish, Shadr, down, and Shulchan Aruch. You don't always see Rashi. But Rashi, that's the cloud of God that I understood from, finally, and that's the cloud of God of Behemoth from the Beis Yosef. I saw inside that dumb Beis Yosef said the same thing afterward. Wasn't there, it's an Afkas Reichel. And he writes over there, the Rashi is the king. No, I have to explain this with a little bit. Maybe I'll give one akdama. What does it mean Rashi is the king? If you would take, Rabbi Yisai, all of the works that Rashi wrote, the whole Shas, Rashi wrote three times. No, it's a mistake. They teach in Cheder. They teach that Rashi, he didn't do Baba Basra. Rashi didn't write on Baba Basra. He didn't write on certain parts of Pesachim. It's a mistake, Rabbi Yisai. Rashi wrote on everything Rashi wrote. Hakol. Just Rashi never revised the Shas three times. He was zeicher to revise most of Shas three times, and he wasn't maskin that his kedushim should go in until it would be revised three times. So Baba Basra Kaneira didn't make it, and Tzokhan didn't make it, v'chulei. But I would just tell you an etza. Take all of the writings that Rashi wrote, the Shas three times, all of everything, the whole Tanakh, everything, and all the other writings that we have of Rashi, and just try and write. Write it with an ink that you have to write yourself, and the parchment that had. Now Rashi was a vintner. He made wine. He didn't make ink. You have to make your own ink in those days. No, go and do that. Just sit down and write. Don't do anything else. You don't have to think, not to do anything else. Not, you know, just even writing that time, you have to take out time for nervous breakdowns, just to write straight. If you would write straight, as I heard this from a soifer, and a scholar, it's like one of the greatest soifers from Yerushalayim. He told me, it's a Kabbalah from, one of the greatest soifers from the last door, from time, not that last door, Darius Koytin from the Mao Diskin. That soifer of the Mao Diskin said over that it would take 15 straight years just to write what Rashi wrote. Rashi only lived for 65 years. Rashi, you know, we think that Rashi lived in a time, stomach, sitting on the French Riviera, writing his Kedushin, in France, somewhere over there, it was calm, and this, Rashi, if anybody knows anything, knows Rashi started residing from the year 1040 to the year 1105, the Minyan Nam, and it was Mamish the Crusades, and it was Mamish all, and Rashi, that was Rashi. So the answer to the question is, we paskin like Rashi. Yeah, Rashi, if there's a Rashi, nobody's calling on a Rashi, we paskin like such a Rashi. So this is the first mekor that we have, that a Rashi tells us that if you're harboring it, that's where's the issur. But if you're not harboring it, you try to get it out, you just weren't successful. So then you weren't necessarily over on the Aveda. Number one. Number two, Rabbi Yisai. What happens? I'm a nice guy. Right? I'm a nice guy. I, mamish, I give rights to everybody in the world. Am I mechayiv to give a right to everybody in the world? No, I'm not mechayiv, I'm a tzaddik. I don't want to tell this to everybody here, but I'm well, friends, I'm a tzaddik, I give rights to everybody, I do nice things for everybody. This guy doesn't do something nice for me. So I'm b'shei tais, right? So I'm just not going to do something nice for him. I'm not mechayiv to do something nice for the guy. I don't say, you don't do something nice for the guy. And nobody has tainis on you. This ma'aser, we pass the law. Chacham Chaim said the same thing. You're over in the karma because everything over here on both sides is dependent on the lev. It's dependent on what's harboring in your heart. If you're the type of person that does nice things for people and you're not doing it, why? Because you're harboring the resentment, because you're doing it as a result of him not doing for me, and you didn't say the nusach. But that's what's causing this action. I got that him, he's not giving anybody a ride. He's not over, and I'm over. Go can say next. I want to have that question. So I'm just trying to push it. I find the come another case of Boisai. What happens? Yeah, I'm my Muzka. When I asked this question once, I'm just he said, and that's when I asked him the same question about saying the nusach. You have to say the nusach, like we explained. I don't tell him, I'm not giving you a ride because you're not nice to me, and this and that. And that we explained, even without the nusach, it's in the lake. So he told me, man, if you say the nusach, anyways, you're probably over on the nusach. So it can't be mikava, because you're anyways over on hurting a yid's feelings. You know, we know, it's also a lot. The Gemara Bava Metzia and Daf Nates talks about nusdvarim. Nusdvarim, you're not even over. If you just say words, even without words, it could be over in a nusdvarim. I once asked Rabbi Yashiv, what are you over on for Gezel Shane? You know, we always say Gezel Shane. Are you over on Gezel Taka? It's not Gezel, it's not Chayfet. You stole his sleep. What'd you steal? You told me, you're over on Vahavdalecha Kameicha. You're over on, and he kept going. You're over on nusdvarim. One after the other, he never said you're Ivan Zayla. You're Ivan Nostvarm. If you hurt somebody, you wake him up. You're Ivan Nostvarm. The kolam of this, damn, you have to know the Chazon Ish says, there's rules. You know, I don't think that the pshat is, let's say you live upstairs and the neighbor downstairs, they mamish, they hear everything. They hear things that people don't hear. So then, well, I can't walk. I have to walk barefoot. I have to do it in such a way. The Chazon Ish says, the klal ha-gadol is normal. Whatever's mikubal, whatever's normal, that's mechayev you teshteltzu. That means that 2 o'clock in the morning is probably not a good time to have a shevet brachos. Most probably. And the Meila, you'll probably be over on the Veda Vaynasvarim and part of the Gezel, and that might be real Gezel of Vilgashchenim, possibly, right? But, you know, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, there's nothing wrong with that. If it's a Shabbat afternoon and people sleep, these are rules. Everybody understands whatever's normal. Otherwise, it'll be over on Vaynasvarim. My mom was good. I'll go upon him. L'gabi loisita. What about, you know, the kid comes home from school, and the kid tells you, that there's a bully in school, right? And he beat me up. And I beat up somebody else. Tells you a story. There's that time. The first thing he tells us, no, we don't need to know. No, not about himself, though. Right? He has to be able to talk about himself. But the kid says, he calls it about himself. He says, somebody beat me up today. So what do? You teach the kid. Next time you teach him, let's kick you outside. You know, that's how you do it. Is that what you teach the kid? What do you do? What do you do in such a situation? Are you going to teach them? I want to give you a big insight in life, Rabbi Yisrael. We do not have to teach the children to have bad meters. You know, and Yitzhak Adam Ram and Odev. We don't have to help these fellows. We have to somehow teach them good meters. But on the other hand, what? So you should get beat up. So what do you do? Tell them, take it like this, wear padded clothing. What do you tell the kid? So the end is like this. There is a chinuch. There's a famous chinuch. The chinuch says that the Yitzhak of Nekama is not the chayiv of a person to be a stone. The Yitzhak of Nekama, it's more mitzyache, it's the premeditated damage. That means that the Yitzhak Nekama means somebody hit me today, and tomorrow I'm going to get him back. I think about it and I'll get him back. But let's say somebody hits me, the chinuch says, a mensch is not a stone. He says, you're allowed to hit the guy back. He says, you're a tzaddik if you don't. But if it's something was your basic reaction, it was your normal reaction, you got hit, you hit back. That's not called Nekama. Nekama is when you have premeditated. No, the master, I'll tell you with this, when it comes to this, I still don't know, to teach this to a child?
It's preventive,
when I'm thinking about it, this is a vada, that's a vada, again, there came out of a right there, that we find this, I'm not on the echo. If a person is hitting me, that's a vada, right? Yes.
So I'm going to hit him back tomorrow, so he shouldn't hit me again.
Because you know that he'll hit you again.
I'm not doing it because he hit me yesterday.
Oh, that'll get to in a minute. When cases aren't to come. In such a case, it won't be to come for a definite reason. But the etzem zach rabbeisai, the etzem zach, somebody punches me and I punch back. That's already mefurish in the chinuch. The raisa is tachas kimat mefurish the lashon of the Rambam in Siman Reish Kaf Chet. Ain't chum the first stick in Reish Kaf Chet. He tachas says it's not nosach. But you gotta be careful with these things rabbeisai. How to say this over to a kid and how to deal with a rebbe. The purpose of that idea was not how to be machanach your kids to beat up the kid when he's hitting back. The purpose was you should know such a thing exists. And if the kid hits back, you don't tell the kid you're always trying to come, etc. But you do have to know how to deal with it. You call the rebbe, you call the this. But you have to deal with such a thing. But just to know, if somebody goes and right away, he insults you. No, about that person who's a tzaddik, what does the Mishnah Berurah tell us? In Siman Tov Reish Vav, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, the person who spoke matzi shemer about you. You don't have to be ma'isla. One of the only examples, Shulchan Aruch says, you don't have to ma'isla. The guy spoke matzi shemer. That's not a terrible thing. But the Mishnah Berurah ends the shartzin over there, married the galash. He says, but you know what? It's kedai. It's kedai. You know why? Because in moichlin loy, min ha-shamayim. I can't miss the bureau. It's not the shartin. Shah. He explains. Because b'shamayim, the way it works up there, is they use mida connected mida. And if you, even though that don't necessarily deserve something, but you're ma'vel midaisav, they'll be ma'vel midaisav with you also. So not always, whatever's deka din, adonis din. Let me get invited. The Maisa, I really break around the talk today about the anonym of Nekama the Kayalis. Now, I saw this lashon, and there's a few kitzes for him that talk about the anonym of Nekama. Not too many, but they talk about the anonym of Nekama. And they talked about a case of Nekama the Kayalis. I'll give you an example. I'm not giving him a ride, you know. I'm driving down the road. Let him get a taste of his own medicine. He never gives anybody a ride. Now you know what it feels like. I'm one of your chassidim. I learned from you not to give right. That's one example. Another example we saw, the Rebbe says to the kid, the Tata says to the kid, the Chafnishkayach, I can't take you places. Is there such a concept? So I saw a lot of Rishayim, the Kitzisvarim, they bring down this concept in the Kamala Tayalis. And they bring down the Kamala Tayalis' mother. I'll tell you the way that they explain it. We find that Ben Adam Mechaveira Yalachas, we'll see tomorrow Bez Hashem, about Lashon Hara, the Ben Adam Mechaveira Yalachas, the Isser of these Ben Adam Mechaveira, are only situations where you're trying to hurt somebody. And when you're not trying to hurt somebody, it's done constructively. There's no Isser Ben Adam Mechaveira. I'll give you an example. You punch somebody in the face, knows that you're a Russia. You did a Vayaveda of Baltosif. You did a way of hitting. You take the same person, you cut open his face, you do brain surgery on him, you're a Tzadik Yisrael Oilam. What's the answer? The answer for Shteitzach is totally how things are done. If one is being done to hurt the person, that's an Aveda by another Aveda. If it's being done not like that, it's being done constructively. It's not Aveda by another Aveda. I want to change the Nusach though. I want to change the Nusach, and we'll see it. I've turned this Nafkiminas. I don't think Bechlal this is Nekom. I don't think you have to come on to a Heter. It's Nekom and the Tayelis. Let me explain myself. The way we saw tonight, what is Nekom? Nekom means I'm doing something to hurt that person to get him back. That's sweetness. That's sweetness. What we learned about that the Mesil Sasharim told us is Masik Midvash. That sweetness is Nekama. And it's all Tali in the late. What he's thinking. But rather that I'm doing something to teach a lesson. And that this requires lots and lots and lots of intellectual honesty. Now, you have that word in England? Intellectual honesty. You have to be very honest with yourself. If you're really, really bad at this, you know, you're doing it to teach the fellow a lesson. And then, if he really needs it, and you're in a position where it's taka, there will be a tayelis, he'll listen to you kind of thing, he'll see that he's wrong, the Rebbe, the student, the father, to the son, etc. So then what are you doing there? When I'm doing it, what am I doing? I'm doing it to hurt the person? I'm doing it to get him back that sweetness? No. I'm doing it to teach him something. It's not revenge, the club. That's not called Rabbi Yisai, Nekama l'tayelis. Now, I will tell you one thing. You do this on your children, it's not going to work. You're teaching them to be like them. That's what you're doing. Were you over on the Avera of the Karma? No, but you're an idiot. There's no shine in the world. The kid is going to learn to be a Nikon. He's learning from you. He's learning how to be a Nikon. You taught the kid, I'm not doing it. Why? Because you didn't do it. You want to go and sit and explain to the child, the whole stick of Plato, that I'm not over on the Karma because then I'm doing it to teach you a lesson. No, if you have a Zak kid, hopefully he's not the kid, but I'm over on the Karma already. I don't know if you have the problem with the kid. But you have to know, Rabbi said, you're not doing him any favors. But let's say, for example, we'll take this with Nianaga. Again, the same thing with the ride. You believe that you're do you believe that when you're really not giving that guy the ride, if you be 100% honest with yourself, and the reason why you're not giving him that ride is because you want to teach him a lesson, then you're not even the combo. And you're not even the combo. But at the same time, you have to know, it has to be 100%. I'll give you a joke where it's push it to me, it's not going to work. A person says, you know, his wife is 15 minutes late. She's 15 minutes late. No, you know what? Now, I'm going to make her wait for me. Okay? So, what's the heter over here? No, you're good. It's not, push it, right? It's not revenge. He's doing it. He's not trying to get his wife back. He wants to teach her a lesson. Right? So by me, Poshit, he's always going to come. Poshit. I'll explain to you. Because what was it? He was doing it for that. Excuse me. I have to rephrase. By me, Poshit, he wasn't over on the come. Right, the first Mahalik that they were saying, that what's the Hefter? The Hefter is the Kamal Tayalis, you're over on the come. Because it's Zichonat Tayalis. This is Zichonat Tayalis. Because she is certainly 100%, she's not going to sell to that. She's not going to, oh, I learned my lesson, and boom, she's going to. So it's not in the comment. There's no thing else at all. Your father 100% over in the comment. The see what we're saying, you're on a one-way path for a divorce, that's clear, but at the same time, you aren't over in the comment. Right? Because you aren't doing it for that reason. You aren't doing it to hurt her, if that's what's in your life. You were doing it for what purpose? You're doing it for the purpose of Bemis being mechanic her. No, somebody once told me, maybe you'll say Asvara, but your wife is Nekama. He's the Kibofa. He's the Kibofa. It's Nekama by your wife. So I told him, you don't remind me of the Shayol to Rabbeinu Simcha and Ebenezer Kufnum Gimel. Oh, I'm the Shayol to that. I thought you, what was the Shayol? They had a Shayol over there. Somebody was hitting his wife. No, somebody was hitting his wife. And what happened? They asked Rabbeinu Simcha what to do with this guy. So one of the Svaras that he said, he said to Ishtaki Gufa. I said, Ishtaki Gufa. So Rabbeinu Simcha said, I see we're dealing with somebody who is a little bit brain dead, and then they left, it's not going to work, Svaras. And we tried to tell him that he's possible for a minion, because if a yid hits another yid, he's possible for a minion, for sure, because he's a Rasha. I see it's not working, therefore Paskin's Rabbeinu Simcha, the happy rabbi, cut off his arm. No, okay. I say Paskin's Lalova, cut off his arm. I told him, you remind me of that person to say this. No, Ishtak, we don't say Ishtak Kegufa, it's the other Ben Adam Chavera. And I think it's Meduyik in the Ksuva. Everyone will go home tonight, they'll read their Ksuva, and it says, Ana Oiker. Ana Oiker, that's the most important part of the Ksuva. I will be Mechavim, Mustafa. Lived in that keep it is to what? Is to be Mechavim. And to go and be Mechavim, his wife, in such a hyphen, linearly that such a thing is going to work. No, I'm going to invite a few more cases of my side. The Maisa, it's interesting, the Kli Yoker says that the next line in the Gemara says, Kol Tamid Chochem, She'ein Anoikim Kinyocha, She'ein Tamid Chochem. We know, Nekom is the worst thing we just saw. And if Tamid Chochem, Tamid Chochem is not Noikim like a Nochash, he's Nishkin Tamid Chochem. What's the definition of Tamid Chochem? But he also has to be a Noikim. So the Kli Yoker explains it so beautifully. The Kli Yoker says, because why Issa of Nekom? What's Issa of Nekom? Because that's not a guy. It's all shlosim. It's all by the oilam that's doing it to you. Anything that nobody can hurt you, because it's all narishkai. So there's no point in you getting upset. But when it comes to Kabbalah Torah, and that's what we're talking about, says the Ritva Yumadakov Gimel Amad Aleph. We're not talking about that somebody hurts his own personal. He hurt Kabbalah Torah. If somebody hurt the Kabbalah Torah, now he has to be Naikim and he has to get the person back, either. Then already it's not narishkai anymore. Then he has to get it back. But you do see up by side, Kinachash. Why like a Nachash? That there can't be any Anah. Anochash eats and garnish and it doesn't have any enough from it. If he's doing it for himself, that's Narish guy. But when he's doing it for the covenant of Torah, then there's something there. But not that he's having any enough himself. That reminds us a few more cases. The chasna. I don't want to go to his chasna because he doesn't come to my chasna. Right? So this device with Aras Beirim that we explained just now, without the hesper off, the Kamala Tayalis. But that the hesper is that it's not called Nekama unless I'm doing it to be vengeful. So let's make a cheshbon. Let's say you're the guy, you go to every chasna, even if you're not invited, for shteis by you, the smorgasbord is Masik Mitvash. And if you know, but over here, I found out that, wow, there's revenge. He didn't invite me to the chasna. I usually go to every chasna I'm not invited to, but him, he's somebody that should have invited me. So then the revenge is sweeter by you than the smorgasbord. And you decide not to go. Such a person is not the Poshit that everyone understands is over on the Isra of Nekam. However, it's not usually the case. Usually the case is, he didn't invite you to the Chasm. No. So I have, every night I gotta go to Chasm, I have to learn myself, I have to learn my kids, I got to 11, and Chamush can fight. So I'm just using this as a measuring stick to see where our relationship is holding. That's called the Kama. It's all totally in your life. What are you doing? Are you doing it to be vengeful? Same thing with the price, with the amount that the person gives you. The person gives you a certain amount for a present. If you're not giving him that present back because you want to get him, because it's not right what he did, now it's the same exact myself. One guy's in Russia, one guy's in Ghana. You're doing it, why? Because he didn't do it to me, so I'm not giving him what he didn't give me. But if you say, listen, I can't afford to give money to every single person in the world. And this is obviously a measuring stick of where our relationship holds. So therefore, that's why I'm not giving him the money. And you have to be honest with yourself. Such a thing would not be called Nekama. Another example, a person asked me recently, what about, he gives an ultimatum. You know, if you don't help me now, then I'll never help you again either. right? So I told him, it's the same idea. It depends. If you're doing it because you're going to get him back, so then it's allowed. But if you're doing it because you see, I can't meet someone, we don't have that kind of relationship. It's all going to be dependent on that. If I'm doing it for the reason that we don't have the relationship that I thought that we had, then that's taka permitted. And it goes the same thing, Rabbi said, we're giving the guy the right. It's all the same thing. If the child is, I'm not giving you the right because he doesn't give me rights. No, so then that's taka nekama. But if the child is, listen, I don't usually give every single person rights. And the maisa, it's nice to taka drive yourself. It's avada. Is it a chesed to give the guy right? Avada. It's a mitzvah to give the guy right? B'chud. Emaldada. But you want to know yoyver nekama if you're not giving him the right, because you see where your relationship is holding, that's not considered nekama. Not tipping. Somebody asked me recently, Shaila, he usually tips his worker. A certain time, the worker didn't do a good job. He didn't want to tip it. About it. It's not called nekama. If he's doing it to get the worker back, maybe. Right? Then maybe he needs help, but if that's the case, the reason he's not tipping the workers, especially if he didn't feel the need to give the workers the money, that's not called nekama. Another example is legabe, a store, you know, the store owner, somebody asked me this child recently, last week, like, the person, a certain makolet, a certain grocery store, the person that works there, she's not a nice guy. He's supposed to be not a nice guy. It's just not pleasant to buy from the guy. I'd rather buy from somebody who says good morning to me. I'd rather buy from someone who's pleasant. I'd rather give to such a person. Is that nekama? I told him, Ramesh depends on the nusach. If the way you're saying it is that I don't want to buy from you because I want to get you back because you don't deserve my money because you're not a nice person. I want to get you. But if the child is, that's not why I'm doing it. I'm doing it for myself because I want to have pleasant. I want it to be nice. Then that would not be considered nekama. I want to add you one nekuda. The Gabi Amisal, I talked about Nekama, I really wanted to talk about the issue of Machlekes. I see that we ran out of time. I wanted to speak for 1 minute. 1 minute about the end of Machlekes, because Nekama, everyone knows, this is the hand-in-hand in Machlekes. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin, because I want to just dispel a few confusions about the issue of Machlekes. There's an issue of Machlekes. The Chavetz Chaim is Ma'in, there's a lot. There's an issue to Machlekes. But you look in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and that's Kofiyur. The Gemara says a lot. The Gemara says that we learned from Moshe Rabbeinu, it's already a gan to limit over there, that Moshe Rabbeinu taught us mikan she'ein machzik in the machlekes. That a person shouldn't be machzik in machlekes. I want to explain this if I say. I remember I was at Moshe Zalman Orbach Levaya, and everybody knows the famous story that they said. They said it at his Levaya about what he had said at his wife's Levaya. And Moshe Zalman said that he doesn't have to ask his wife Mechila. He doesn't have to ask his wife Mechila because whatever, the nusach is not clear what he said. But he doesn't have to ask his wife Mechila. I went to a Tunis chayis. What's a pshat? One pshat is he never got into a fight. So besides, if he's a malach, then I have no chance. And I can't learn from that story. But there's two Tunis chayis that I heard. I once heard one from Gansdorf and Mantestorf, and I heard a different one from Moshe Einstein. And Gans told me pshat, no, you know what it means? It means that about there's disagreements. A husband, a wife, they have disagreements. There's difference of opinions. But you never stand told his wife to stand trace the cop. I say in English, stand trace the cop. Stand, you become... There's got to be an English way of saying it to your wife, right? You have disagreements. You get disagreements. But if you say the word, that's one mouth. But what I really wanted to talk about tonight was what Rav Moshe Einstein said. He said a different lesson. He said the pshat is, Avad Rav Shlomo Zalman, it could be beginning to machlekes with his wife. But he never went to sleep with a fight. He never went to sleep in a fight. He always made up by the top. You know, ain't machlekes in machlekes. I mean, Rabbi's like, people are human, they have disagreements, they disagree with Chulei, but ain't machzikin b'machlekes, and that's an issue. The Mashal, I'll tell you, there's a Gemara. The Gemara says, the Yushalmi. The Gemara, Yushalmi tells us a story that's with Meir. This story is in Aleph Dalet, I think it was in Pei. In Saita Aleph Dalet. It says that Reb Meir one time, he was giving the Joshua, and he went a little overtime, like tonight. Please don't learn from this story. I'll explain in a minute. The sign said, we'll go to Eidus. But this, what happened? Rav Meir used to give a shmooze every Friday night. The women came. The smelshim was open. Everybody came. One night, one Friday night, he went a little bit overtime. What happened? The lady came back late. She walks into the house. And the husband is sitting there. And the lights went off. The light went out. After, you know, the whole purpose of the neighbor's shop is Shalom Bayis. And it went out. And when he walked in, he said, who is it? It's me. You're late. It's not my fault. The shear went overtime. So he turned to his wife and he said, go back and spit in the eye of the person who gave the shear. Rav Meir gave the shear. Didn't know that. So Meir had big ears. And he heard what the husband said. So he sent out the kreuz, you know, like a ramkol. I don't know, some kind of ruchnistic ramkol he sent out. That Rav Meir has some kind of an eye infection. And he knows there's a certain lady who has great spit. And after the chicken come to my house to spit in my eye because I have this terrible eye infection, sent out the knife. So all the neighbors came, knocking on the door. Rav Meir wants you to spit in his... So she came to Rav Meir. And Rav Meir said, could you please spit in my eye? I have this terrible eye infection. If you spit in my eye, it'll make it all better. Please. And she said, I'm not spitting in Rav Meir's eye. I won't do it. Please. He begged her. The Yerushalmi says, please spit in my eye, please. So you know what happened? He said, I need seven times. Spit in my eye seven times. Rav Meir. Stam Mishnah Rav Meir. Hakol is Rav Meir. Everything is Rav Meir. And Rav Meir spit seven times. She spit in his eye seven times. Rav Meir got up. And Rav Meir said, you go back to your husband. And you tell your husband, do a skit bet in anymore. You have to spit one time. His eye, and you know, I didn't spit one time. I spit in his eye seven times. That spit in Rav Meir. The Talmidim got up with sticks. Baseball bats, the Gemara says. Baseball bats. Let's kill him. Let's go kill the fellow who sent her to spit. Let's go kill him, no? And Rav Meir said, why are you getting so upset? If they would do it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't get so upset. Where do I see that, says Rav Meir? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Moiches Shmoy Al HaShalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tzik of Shalom, he writes his name. And nobody gets upset. Rav Meir can also. I'll give you a dogma. You know, ain't machlik in the machlekes when this comes side by side. You know, it comes to a name. Obviously, I'll show you someone that says, oh, a machlekes in the shpach. We always say, how many kids are born? You know, we give a bracha. So I'll have a tzimchas mitzimcha. It's taka a bracha. You should have tzimchas mitzimcha. Because lots of times, the tzimchas aren't mitzimcha. A machlekes on a name. Look, just think about it for a minute. Is there any seichel in the world that a machlekes on a name? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's like Shlomo Yemes. And he was Meicha Shmai. The whole shame of Hashem is Emes. And he changes the HaKadosh Baruch Hu lie. With the whole Maisa, with Avraham Avinu and Sarah. And he changed the words of Sarah. For Shalom Bais. For Shalom Bais. And what type was the Maisa there, Rabbi Yisai? Avraham Avinu. What was the Maisa by Avraham? The Maisa was that Sarah said that Avraham is a little bit too old. Tasha, would Avraham Avinu, the Amit Shal Chesed, and he was Taka a little bit old. He was a little bit old. He was Taka, 99 years old. And are you talking that Avraham Avinu would have got upset? HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't take a chance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't take a chance. And he was Mashan of the Shame. He because Mipnei HaSholem. So some of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Emes, but he changed the name. What do you learn from your Rabbi Yisai? For a name to make a Machlekes? It can't be. It's impossible. If this one wants the name, the parents want the that one, how can it be? That the in-laws and the duck, they have a fight for a name? Are you talking? Is it possible such a thing? You know, it's a famous Maisa. In the Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, everybody knows, whatever Rabbi Yehuda Chosid said, this is played in Shemayim Mach. And Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, the Tech Chosid, he writes, one of the Tzavois, don't name your child Shmuel, don't name your child Yehuda. His name was Yehuda, and the dad's name is Geben Shmuel. So what's going on? He said, don't name your kid Shmuel, and don't name your kid Yehuda. But his name was Shmuel, as far as the Yehuda. You know what the Shlomo Zalman Orbach said? You know, pshat, I pshat, and the Marsha, 400 years later, stood up in the Beit Medrash and said, we don't hold up this one. I'll prove it to you. I'm an Einikol of Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, and my name is Shmuel, and the father's name was Yehuda. Tell the Gedolah. Do you know what Shlomo Zalman Orbach said? I have pshat in Rabbi Yehuda Chosid. He meant only for his direct Einikol, the first door. That you, my children and grandchildren, you had such a chashev of a zeda and such a chashev of a father. So about that, they're all going to want a name on my side. My side comes first. My name is Shmuel. My name is, we'll name Shmuel, we'll name Yehuda. And he was afraid there would maybe be a machlekes. And because of that, he said to Tzavah, not to be chalila with the machlekes. No. So Bez Hashem, I'll end with one story. It's the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin Membeis. The Gemara in Gittin Membeis says that there was a certain mishpacha that used to have a fight every single Arab Shabbos. It used to be a fight, terrible fight. And what happened? Rav Meir the Shittasa. Rav Meir always liked making peace. The same Rav Meir. So Rav Meir used to go there and he used to talk to them because I have to explain to everybody. He said, this is a Bach. In Hilchos Shabbos, it gets from Reish Samach Beis. The Bach, I hope everybody here is not Mekai in this Bach. The Bach said there's a special Yitzhahar of a Skimtarayin to Shtub Yed Arab Shabbos. Because he knows that it has to be a Yom Shal Shalom Bayis. He knows that. Yitzhahar of Kimtarayin. Ooh, he wants to make Machlaik. Has you ever noticed Arab Shabbos? The tension? You ever noticed that? You know where it comes from? It's the Mefirsha Bach. The Rabbi of Krakow, the Rabbi of Belt, the Rabbi of Brisk. No, the Rabbi of the Bach, the Helik Bach. He says there's a certain Yitzhahar that comes on every Arab Shabbos. This Bach is Mefirsha Gemara Gittin. Every Arab Shabbos there used to be a fight. And what happened? Rav Meir came, he made peace. Fine. One Arab Shabbat, it took three Arab Shabbos, and finally, he hears a voice. And it's the Yetzirah, the Satan Adar. He sees the Yetzirah walking out of the house with his bags and going, I got kicked out of my house. What's in the Gemara? Vayayu gavra, daftikim ebesi. They kicked me out of my house. You know what the Chaim Shulamit said, you see in this Gemara? He said, you see in this Gemara, that a house that has machlekes, it's not your house. It's the house of the Sultan. It's the house of Yetzer Hara. It's the house. And Vayai Gavra, that he got kicked out of his house. We should all be Zaycha. Needs to be Machzik in a Machlokes.